Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, aka Dwight Bay.
Sleep Sheep Show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up,
wake up.
Place where you can look up, cues us right in the face. Earth to earth,
galaxy to galaxy.
And you're not afraid. Are you ready to die and kill for a lie? Or die for the truth and kill for the youth? Are you ready to trade that eye for that eye? And two for that two? Either you read or you bleed out on the street by 21 shots from a cop on the beat. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. There was some blood from my nose. A cop had a gun. I had a rose. He had on riot. I had on clothes. Then he said, freeze. I froze. Down on your knees. Got down with them blows.
Down with them blows.
Got down with them blows. I got down with them blows. There is no love for thy neighbor. Do me a favor and do me no favors. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
You are now listening to Dwight Bay.
It's your boy, Dwight.
Tune into your intuition or vision comprehension in your hindsight. You gotta get your mind right. Because it has to be a better living than a debtor's prison. I guess you know it all, so you never listen. Got the family wishing that he
mans up.
Don't stand up with your hands up screaming, don't shoot. You either overcome or get overrun. You better know yourself and know your gun and protect your blood and respect your health and spread your love, but build your wealth. They feed you drugs just to kill yourself. Your enemies ain't playing. They're in some small room praying and saying, we can't kill him. We can't outlive him. His wisdom has rhythm. So let's just forgive him and give him ism, racism, fascism, autism, recidivism, globalism, federalism,
demonism,
colonialism, corporatism, legalism, favoritism, separatism. Pay attention. Now don't consider this distant, I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to pay attention. Clutch your heart cause your wild child's missing. He turned out cop food and fell victim. All you can hear is a soft voice in your ear saying, clear. Wake, it's not too late. Wake, open your eyes and realize that the limit is beyond the skies, and the oppressed live the longest lives, and they are the ones who are blessed in the belly of the beast. Only the strong survive in these concrete streets. We are on the rise. Look at all the L's and Bays and Ali's and Days, and peace to the gods, and the world is ours, and this is not a phase. So go be great, go procreate. You have more mistakes to make, more debates to break, more states to take. Face your faith. Don't give these corporate fictions jurisdiction and false depiction. It's all prediction. This is your dominion. This is your dimension. Pay attention.
Now don't consider this distant. I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to pay attention. Now don't consider this distant, I'm just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to paying attention. Now don't consider this destiny or just on a mission trying to spread the good news to those who are lost and confused and willing to gain attention.
Hello, world.
Love.
I remember I was with a group of my friends, and we seen, you know, this car full of girls. So we pulled up on them next to them, and we were talking to them. You know, everything was going good. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's happy. So this other car pulls up next to us, and I guess they knew the girls. And they told the girls, oh, we're going to tell. In like a joking manner. So they pulled off. So we continue talking to the girls. We get their number and their information and everything. Then we pull off. And as we're riding down the street, in the middle of the street, I started hearing this boom, 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 boom. And I look out the window and I started seeing all these flames. And I've seen about four or five guys standing there with assault rifles and handguns. And they were just shooting. Boom, 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 boom. Glass was shattering everywhere. You can hear, you know, the car being hit, riddled with bullets. Boom, boom, boom. So the car slows down, and it comes to a stop. And I look at my friend, and I said, what the hell are you doing? Let's get out of here. And he froze up. You know, everything paused, and we're filling ourselves for bullet wounds, and you know, we didn't feel anything. Everybody was fine. It's like I escaped death to be here today, because I could have been dead. But that wasn't my time.
It wasn't my time.
So that's why you hear my voice right now. That's why I do what I'm doing right now. That's why I'm making the change. That's why I'm standing up. Stand up. You gotta stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for your purpose. Stand up for what you love. Stand up for your family. Stand up for your rights. Get on your feet. Things have to change. And if I can motivate you toward that change, then let it be. Don't fight it. Stand up. Get on your feet. It's time. It's time! What are you waiting for? Now! Don't sit down and let the world pass you by! Stand up! 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 Let's go! Stand up! When Cain slayed Abel, he was no longer able. But I am still able!
I am still able.
What's up, Uno Self? On my way to court right now. They say it's trial, but we about to see what happens. You know, the rule is, thou shalt not judge no man, but they want to judge me.
Yeah, yeah. Uno Self, keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop for anyone. Let your light shine. Na 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 na. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Na 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 na.
This is my blues, 'cause I'm back down on my own again. This is the blues I'm playing, Yes, it's a final thing. When the night is cold and lonely, it's a final thing. When the night is cold and lonely, cause I'm back down on my own again. This is the blues I'm playing. Yes, it's a final thing. When the night is cold and lonely.
I'll be so glad
when the sun goes down.
I'll be so glad
when the sun goes down.
I ain't all that's leaving, but I wanna lie down. I ain't all that's leaving, but got the matter, baby. Yeah,
I can't see.
Oh, what got the matter, baby? Yeah, I can't see. Notice sergeant and the driver's both.
Put it down on me.
Notice sergeant and the driver's both. Chop your corner like I chop mine. Just chop your corner
like I chop mine.
Well, you won't be worried
when the sun go down.
You'll never be worried when the sun go down.
Won't write to me.
to me.
Song. I could sing it all night long. I
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, a.k.a. The White Bay.
Hello, world, and peace to the gods. Welcome to the Sleep Sheep Show here on Sleep Sheep Radio, where we bring you that news you can use, so don't be confused. Today's illusion is January 27th, 2018, and it's your boy, Uno Self, a.k.a. The White Bay. I wanted to say, first of all, I hope I could be heard. If anybody could hear me, you in the chat, just let me know. It's all good. I want to say, you know, much respect to, you know, everybody that's been hanging tough with me on the shows, you know, tuning in every week, building, exchanging information, you know, going through their tribulations and executing some of the processes we've been coming up with, some of the strategies, and being successful at them, you know, because that's what counts. Is at the end of the day, are you having success with what you're working with? Is it working out for you, or is it putting you in a worse position? You know? But, you know, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And I hope that everybody is also manifesting, you know, the life that they desire. What I do most of the times for myself is, you know, I watch motivational videos on YouTube. And that, you know, that gets me going. If it's like a dull moment, I take and throw one of those Les Brown videos. What's the other guy's name? Zig Ziglar. C.T. Fletcher. You know, I throw in one of those motivational videos, and it just really reinstall a different energy in me to keep pushing, keep going, keep accomplishing and reaching goals. You know, because I don't want to be stagnated. I don't want to be stuck not doing anything while I'm alive, knowing there's a lot that can be done, a lot that can be created, a lot of knowledge that can be passed on, a lot that can be learned. And I'm not even at the pinnacle of the knowledge that I'm about to learn and bring to the people. You know, it's just, it's other things that I'm taking care of. Once I clear those things and I start moving forward, I start traveling, going to certain places, you know, meeting up with certain people that I'm networking with, you know, it's going to be a whole new thing of information coming through. It's going to be on a whole new level. You know, it's all about having goals and, like I said, being able to complete them. So you got to continue to network, meet more people, and just be diligent at what you do. You are going to be the change that you want to see. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I've changed too many things already. But anyway, let me make some announcements. And then I'm going to be talking about trade lines. But let me make my announcements first, and then I'll get to that. Okay. Thank you, Solar Child KT68. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, like I said, I'm going to be talking about trade lines. I believe personally that that's something real important. They say that, you know, the countries are built on the credit of their nation or something to that effect. You know, you want to build your family structure where you have good credibility or credit or whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to put it on your radar so that you can start building it. And it doesn't take long. All it takes is getting it done. And we're working on a fantastic webinar with tons of information. But like I said, I'll get to that in a minute. And I'll explain the details of the webinar. And, you know, I'll go over it when I get there. Anyway, there's some orders pending on my website that I haven't been able to process because I wasn't dealing with PayPal payment system. But now I have a new payment system set up on the website. So for the people that wanted to go to the website to get things off of the website, you can do that now or anytime, you know. Also is available is to sign up for the line of credit webinar. Now, the information that we're putting together in this webinar, more than likely, people that specialize in it, they're going to charge you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for this type of information. So you know how I do. I like to break the price down so that it's affordable, and then you learn, you know, how to go step by step to make this happen, and then you learn how to build your credit up. You start learning how to maneuver, how to handle this monster. That's what I want to call it, because they got these three credit bureaus, then they got all these creditors, and then they like to report derogatory information, and then when you go to do simple things like you want to get a phone or you want to get an apartment and stuff like that, it just stops you cold in your tracks because your credit is all messed up and they want to check you for credit. So it limits you. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to just work on your credit, get it all nice and solid, then go to these places for loans, for apartments, for mortgages, whatever you want to do. And they just saying, yes, 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 yes. That's nice. So, you know, like I said, we're going to show you how to make that happen for you in the webinar. But let me get back to what I was talking about, because I'm kind of all over the place. On my website, I don't have everything up there. I don't have my book up there. I'm still working on loading up more items, you know, according to my time that I get to load up more items. But like I said, there's some pending orders. If you have a pending order, email me at corporatefreedomgroup@gmail.com. Tell me about your order. More than likely, I know about it already, but just tell me about it so we can establish a line of communication and I can direct you over to the new payment process system where you can go ahead and take care of the payment processing right there, and I'll go ahead and take care of your order. Be sure to check out the archives of a lot of shows I did. There's a lot of good information there that people can use. You know, you may only listen to the current shows and you may miss shows I did, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago. Real good shows at blogtalkradio.com/sleepsheetradio. And also don't forget to hit the follow button for my blog so that you can keep up with me. Website is still the same, corporatefreedomgroup@gmail.com. New payment system. I'm going to be hopefully updating that with new information. Check me out on youtube.com/UnoSelf. I got videos up there. Check me out on facebook.com/UnoSelf.DwightBay. I got videos up there as well. A bunch of videos. You know, I like to sometimes I'm in my zone. I just pop out in my life and just start kicking it, building with the people, you know. If you need to contact me, you can call 470-20-TRUTH. That's T-R-U-T-H, TRUTH. And leave a message. And I get back to you, you know, at my earliest convenience. Which, most of the times, I'm real busy, got my hands full. And some people, like I said, get caught in the crossfire of me being busy. But still, I don't make any excuse. I make sure, you know, accordingly, I can get to what I need to get to. Sometimes I'm tired. I got to get some rest. You know, people got to realize if I'm not contacting you right away, I'm dealing with a lot of people. And I'm just trying to make everything balance out. I don't want to overwork myself where I just give up, because I'm not about giving up. I don't want to do that, because I know a lot of people, you know, they have problems that they want to get through. And they need somebody to be able to call on, keep them calm, walk them through it, and, you know, get it done to the best of our ability. So in a sense, we become partners. We become a team to take care of your problem and your situation, you know, which I don't mind doing at all. I got to be feeling it. I got to be in my zone, my spirit. I got to have a maximum level of thinking, you know, critical thinking, because that's what it takes to get the job done. You got to pay attention to every detail, or you'll lose. And then you'd be wondering why you lost, because you didn't pay attention to the detail. Anyway, your boy's going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to read a little article and commentate on trade lines. The reason why I'm talking about these things is because some people can take it and they can pick it up and they can start doing trade lines and everything else and making it happen. But for the people that, you know, don't pick it up or they can't get everything lined up, we're going to have this nice webinar. It's going to have a lot of different things that we're going to talk about. I'm also going to incorporate the clearing up your credit package in the webinar, because I never did a webinar on that. I just kind of did the templates. So now I'm going to be going over it in the webinar. So for anybody that doesn't have the clean credit package, they can just get the webinar and it'll be all included in there. And it's probably more likely not going to be a single item available on the website. It'll be in maybe the super package on the website. The webinar is going to be a $50 donation. And like I said, you can go to my website right now and sign up anytime. It's going to be February 4th, 2018, 5 p.m. That's when it's going down. That's on a Sunday. So, you know, clear your schedule if you want to attend. We're going to be talking about trade lines, lines of credit, which if you don't know, you need trade lines to get to lines of credit. We're going to be talking about the CPN, LLC, the clearing up the credit, dealing with the three credit bureaus, and a lot of other stuff. A lot of other stuff. It's going to be a real good webinar on just, you know, if you got your credit all over the place, it's all messed up, or you don't even have credit, you know, how to just go and get it established. It may be a long webinar, depending on, you know, we structured it real nice for you so that you can understand it in layman's terms. But it'll boil down to you studying the information and making it happen one thing at a time, not just looking at the whole webinar and then saying, oh, it's an overload of information. You got to make things happen one step at a time, and you'll surely get it done. I know this to be true because that's how I get things done, one step at a time. I can only talk to one person at a time. All right, let me take this little break. Hold your horses. I'll be right back, rocking with your boy Uno Self, aka the White Bay. Peace to the gods.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, aka the White Bay.
How you doing? All right.
So for some reason, the DA's office didn't want to deal with you, so they I guess want me to deal with you.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Dwight.
So I get in the office, you know, they let you sit in the office with the guy to try to plea down and blah, blah, blah. So he has like a line. It's looking like a freaking, like a slaughterhouse. You know, here, $200 for you, $80 for you. I come in and I sit down. I'm the only guy sitting down. Like, I come in cocky as ever. Like, I come sit down, put my arm around the chair like I lived there. So he looks at me like, is this fucking guy serious? So he looks at the guy. He reads my name, and then he looks at the bailiff standing next to him. He says, does this guy have any suspensions or anything or whatever? He, like, they call it in, like a warrant, right there. He comes back like, nah, he's clear. He just has this. He didn't even say anything. He just wrote on the thing, here, take this up to the judge. I'm like, okay, well, fuck it, whatever, man. I look down at the paper, that shit say dismiss. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, y'all didn't even try. Like, you didn't even try that stuff.
Shout out to Sleep Sheep Radio.
You are now tuning into Sleep Sheep Radio with all the news you can use. Let's go.
Respect yourself. Don't continue to be a victim of the system. Know your rights and protect yourself. Visit our website at corporatefreedomgroup.com. Check out our store selection. Get the knowledge that they didn't teach you in college.
You either go hard or go home. Learn about public and private. Learn how to authenticate a birth certificate. Clean up your credit and much more. Order now from CorporateFreedomGroup.com. No Love for Thy Neighbor by Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay. A 228-page book of pure secret information. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. This is where you get the news with different views. Respect yourself. Free your mind. Visit our website at CorporateFreedomGroup.com and check out our store selection for all of our webinars and templates.
You are now tuned in to the Sleep Sheep Show.
No Love for Thy Neighbor by Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay. Welcome to the Sleep Sheep Show. Welcome to Sleep Sheep Radio. Get inspired. Be great. Get to know the unknown. Be fearless. Become a courtroom wolf. Tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call 646-668-8213. Follow us on Blog Talk at blogtalkradio.com/sleep sheep radio. CorporateFreedomGroup.com. Check in on your boy Dwight Bay every Saturday on the Sleep Sheep Radio.
Oh my God!
Follow me on YouTube at Uno Self.
So why is it got to be so damn loud?
Okay, your boy is back, and I want you to get inspired and be great. What one thing about being great is, you possess the ability to create things, you know, and bring new things and new ideas into this world that can help people out. So you can be great at that. You can be great at creating things. Maybe you can create a new board game, a new toy, a new invention. All you got to do is sit down and just draw it out, do a rough draft, and figure out how you want to manifest it, who you're going to network with, and make it happen. And make it happen. You know, it started to get so simple, you can just, you know, be creating things like the wizard, making it happen. We have that ability, and I think that we need to be motivated to use it, or it need to be brought out of us to make it happen. We don't have to be perfect with it, we just got to get it done. And I hope that's what I can do with people, is to bring out the best in them, motivate them, even just build up, you know, their warrior strength. Because everything around you is trying to break you and feminize you and shit like that to take it away from you. You know, shit in the food, a lot of stuff, TV. You know, it's trying to break you down systematically. It's succeeding too, breaking people down, people committing suicide. You know, I talk to some people, they ready to lose it, and I pull them back together. Like, nah, we ain't gonna do that. We don't do that. We're gonna make you stronger. We're gonna build you up stronger. We're gonna take these problems, write them down, and throw them away. And we're going to start a new life. Anyway, let me get to this article on trade lines. And like I said, one of the only reasons why I'm talking about this, because I feel that it's very, very profitable and important. And you want to be able to control that aspect, because you are a business. Your name is a business. It's a corporation. Your business is a business. Your family is your business. You know, and everywhere you turn, they want something to do with credit. And that's from me knowing this from personal experience. But if you got a lot of money, you still can build up credit. Get you a $1 million loan. I've seen somebody do it already. Got a $1 million loan. Anyway, in the Lines of Credit webinar, which is going to be February 4th, 2018 at 5 p.m., you can sign up on my website at CorporateFreedomGroup.com to get the pre-order of it before it comes. It's going down. You know, the webinar after that is going to be a little more than the actual webinar. That's why it's good to get on the webinar. And you can ask questions as well. And you can get answers. You're going to be able to apply it to business, personal, to trust, estate, whatever you need to apply it to build up a good credit history. Now, it's a double-edged sword because you got to know how to maintain it. It's like a machine and you in control. And it's a double-edged sword. On one side, it's good, and on the other side, it can be bad. But that's what we're going to show you in the webinar, how you can maintain and do what you can afford to keep your credit good. You know, if you want to go for a larger loan with good credit, you go for more trade lines. If you can't afford more trade lines or lines of credit, don't open them up. Don't open them up. Because if you stop paying, it's going to show up a negative. But we want to set you up where you can always have your credit score high. Maybe 700, 800, 900. You know what I'm saying? So that you go in there and you're carrying gold around now. Anyway, trade line. Definition of trade line. Let me put this in the chat as well. And I hope that people take this serious and they're diligent enough to really make this happen. You know? Because it may take some time just to start building. You're talking about, it may take anywhere from 30 to 90 days to really get it set in stone. To where, you know, they got a report to the credit bureaus. And every time somebody run and try to run a check on you, they're going to be happy to deal with you. You're not going to get turned down. You're going to be able to refinance and do whatever you want to do. All right, give me 1 second. Let me get back to Trey. Okay. Definition of trade lines. Credit account records. Credit account records that are provided to credit reporting organizations. A trade line, also spelled as trade line, can include a mortgage, line of credit, credit card, or any other credit-related items that is provided by a financial institution or lender. Now that they mention credit cards, when you get a certain amount of credit, you're going to want to use specific credit cards. Not just any credit card. You're going to want to use specific credit cards. And I'm going to talk about that on a webinar as well. You don't want to just use the normal ones you may have. You're going to want to switch them up and apply for a different credit card. Because you're going to be in a whole nother bracket. You're going to have a higher spending amount on a credit card. And a lot of other things that'll be helpful, you know. Just make sure you pay your bills. And if you don't pay your bills and they come after you, then, you know, we can clear that up too. So, trade lines may contain a variety of different data points related to the creditor, the lender, and the type of credit that is being provided. The trade line often contains the name of the creditor or lender, the account, or other identifier for the type of credit being provided, the parties responsible for paying the loan, and the payment status of the account. The trade line will also contain particular account milestones, such as the date the credit was extended and closed, the credit limit, the maximum amount ever owed, the date of the first delinquency, and the total amount owed as of the last report. One of the most important features of the trade line is the payment status. One thing about that as well is if you really know how to finesse these credit cards, you can kind of take one credit card and make it pay for the other credit card and make that pay for the other. You know, if you can come up with a little system like that, it'll just be paying for itself and it'll just be raising your credit score. It'll just be building it up. So like I said, on the webinar, we want to get you a nice strategy to get you a 700, 800, 900 credit score. We want them coming for you. Anyway, see where I'm at. This indicates whether or not payments for the loan are being made on time. You're going to want to make your payments on time. And how late the payments are if they are not being made on time. Now, I'm going to be explaining that also on the webinar. If you should have a time where they say that you wasn't on time and you actually wasn't on time, you know, I'm going to explain what you can do about that to still get you back on track as long as you're still going to pay the bill, and it'll take that mark off of there. And how late payments are. If the payments are being made on time, the payment status will indicate that the payments are being made according to the terms of the credit agreement. Late payments are usually grouped in a range of days according to how late they are. For example, 30 days late, 60 days late, or 90 days late. The payment status may be set to charge off if the creditor deems it unlikely that the debt will be repaid. And the status may also indicate that the credit recipient has entered bankruptcy. Trade lines are used by credit reporting bureaus to develop an individual's credit score. Okay, I hope y'all heard that one. They say the trade lines are used by credit reporting bureaus to develop an individual's credit score. Higher credit scores are often given to individuals who have several trade lines active. That's important. They have to be active. So we're going to show you how to activate these trade lines and these lines of credit so that you can have a higher credit score, such as student loans, mortgages, or credit cards for at least 2 years, and that has neither exhausted the credit line or missed payments. We're going to show you how to put this together. It's going to start kicking in within, I want to say 3 months, something like that. But if your credit is all messed up, first, you know, we work on, have you work on clearing it up first, or either wiping it out and starting over. You know, you can wipe out, open up new trade lines and credit lines and start building it over again and have it, you know, where you need it. Anyway, I think that's pretty much that on trade lines. You can do more research on YouTube, a lot of videos online just to get you abreast with trade lines and how important they are, how you can use them to your advantage. And this is talking business, you know. This is talking business. So if you got a business mind and you want to make certain things happen, you know, you start building up this credit. Like I say on the show, we talk truth, information, business, health, success, freedom, remedies, and whatever else we want to talk about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take another little break. I'm going to come back, go to the lines for a little bit. And if you want to talk, you know, we can talk. You press the one. You call in. The call-in number is 646-668-8213. And if you're already on the line, you can press the one. And I'm going to more than likely be on for as long as people press the one. If nobody wants to talk, then I'll be going about my business. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. You're rocking with your boy, Uno Self, a.k.a. The White Bay, here on the Sleep Sheep Show on Sleep Sheep Radio. Peace to the gods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody around me saying I should relax, cause I've been going hard, so my eyes roll back. But all I wanna do is forget about my past and smoke a little weed, really nothing to drag. Anytime you see me in a picture and I'm smiling, probably cause I'm faded or I'm chilling with the sand. Not really the type to let a new talk back, but I'ma let it fly, cause my new too violent. Shout out to the ones who spend money like a hat.
This is the Sleep Sheep Show with your host, Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay.
You know the jungle creed say that the strongest feed on any prey it can. And I was branded beast at every feast before I ever became a man.
The hunt is on, and you're the prey.
All I'm saying is, survive.
You're now tuned in to Sleep Sheep Radio, bringing you that news you can use. Thank you for tuning in. You're rocking with your boy, Uno Self, a.k.a. Dwight Bay. This is the Sleep Sheep Show at 646-668-8213. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/sleepsheepradio.
Get inspired. Be great. Tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Visit our website at corporatefreedomgroup.com.
I want to welcome the next brother to the stage who goes by the name of Uno Self. Everybody, put your hands together. Give a round of applause and show your love.
All right, all right, all right. How y'all doing tonight? How y'all feeling out there? Y'all show looking good. Now, I'm going to need somebody to tell me what the fuck is going on with this country. Now, I don't know if I'm free. I don't know if I'm still a damn slave. I thought the 13th Amendment let me go a long time ago. Do you know I was riding down the street the other day minding my own damn business, and out of nowhere I see all these red and blue and white bright lights, and I had to check my calendar to see what the hell was going on. So I look at my phone, and it's February, you know, Black History Month. I said, I'll be damned. I thought it was the 4th of July, but I didn't, you know, I didn't hear no explosions and no pops and shit like that. So I finally look at my rear view, and, you know, I see this nice officer with his emergency lights on, and I could tell, you know, by his face that he, you know, it must have been some kind of exigent circumstance because he looked real upset about needing some help. So I pulled over, and I hopped out my car, and I headed toward his car and said, "Officer, don't worry, I can help you." And at that time, that's when I started hearing all the pops and explosions and shit like that. Damn, this motherfucker trying to kill me. I raised my hands and I'm running in circles. Okay, all lives matter. All lives matter.
Oh, man, that was funny. That was funny right there. Anyway, peace to the gods. Let me go to the line. Let me go to the line. Septimius Bay, peace to the God. Hello? Septimius Bay, peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What it do? Pure energy from the
okay,
D.
Okay, there you go. Pure energy from the D. Man, I was trying to catch you last week, but...
Yeah, I know, man. Me too, man. I was busy, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's all good, man.
I got to do a relocate type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know.
Man, how you feeling today, man?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, man. One day at a time. You know what I'm saying, man?
Right.
Always see your nice posts on Facebook, man, with you and your new queen. You know what I'm saying? That's good positron energy. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, you she. She a real positive aspect of my life, you know what I'm saying? That's good. That works for me.
You know, and the whole thing is, you know, when you know somebody in your corner, man, for who you are and not what you got, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Right. Right.
You know. No, that's just power, man. And
I'm looking
five.
Forward, man, to I'm looking forward to linking up with you, man. I'm eventually start traveling, you know. I'm just lining a few things up. I got real heavy in the cryptocurrency thing, You know, I'm just smoothing all that out.
Yeah, I even got a little bit myself, man.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Man, that's what's up, man.
Look, a mistake. I hit an ICO. I got 670 coins of ETN. Electronium. Yes, sir. I'm putting it out there. Yes. See, I'm spread the love.
Hey, man, you about to sound like you on your way. You about to be a millionaire, man.
Hey, man, I got 670 of them. And like I say, man, I keep them on my offline wallet. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And whenever it decides, all I needed to do is what half of Bitcoin did. Actually, if it did a quarter, if it go to 5,000, it's nasty.
Yeah, 670 times 5,000.
Oh God damn!
Let me count your money. 670. Mm-hmm. Times five G's.
That's 3 million, baby.
You're gonna be a millionaire.
3.35, baby. 3.3. Oh. I ain't playing with him. Niggas don't think I'll be listening, dog.
Man.
Don't that's even. Ooh wee! And you better keep up on it because they just hooked up with Ladder. The Latin
okay.
American, whatever, whoever, the whatever, they going after everybody. They the first one who going after everybody with a cell phone.
What you mean? Expound on that.
Bam. What they doing, man? Their cryptocurrency platform is based around the everyday user. Okay? Cell phone. Boom. The cell phone is probably the most widely used technological device on the place of the face of the planet today. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So boom, they going for the mobile users.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying? To make it easily available to turn it into everyday purchases. Because Bitcoin
right.
was the first, it don't have that new technology. It take time and shit for Bitcoin to woo woo woo. This shit here, and then on top of that, it's not a U.S.-based company.
Mm.
So guess what? I don't have income effectively connected with the corporation from the U.S.
Right.
Oh, damn. Oh, that's some old school shit. Yeah. Woo!
You're gonna be maneuvering on a whole nother level, man.
Woo!
Whole nother level. I always say that money shortens the distance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of America.
So they got hooked up with Latin America. They're gonna be going after them, and they're waiting for India to jump on. You know, India got 2 billion cell phone users, player.
Man, I'm gonna want to build with you in the private about that, because you know I'm gonna be mining those coins, and I got the type of joints that can mine any coin. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So I'm gonna be wanting to mine that with you as well, and we get it, you know, get on that level with you.
Huh? Yeah, that's gonna work, man. That's gonna work, cause like I say, man, just one day at a time. I got my little partnership set up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They
right,
just
right.
called me. Dun and Brass called me. You know, they said I'm definitely gonna get the number. They asked me primarily what I'm gonna be doing. I told them, man, my way of uplifting fallen humanity, I'm gonna be doing repairs to people's homes and structures that they could otherwise probably couldn't afford. And
right,
I'll have
right, right.
a donation towards my cause. You know, I'm going to be mainly dealing with the low income and the elderly. You feel me?
You talking about with your credit profile number and all that? CPN?
Yeah, I'm going to just use the EIN, though. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, man. And this is a question, you know, for people that's listening. How important is it to structure good credit around your business?
Oh, man. You know, for a brother just completing 47 rotations, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on my 48, you know. But I would say, man, this is something you need to know early. Start teaching your kids, man, how to do business. I mean, you know, we coming in late 40s, man. Some of us early 50s, mm-hmm. 60s, 30s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just not learning this stuff, man. Hell, I mean, man, look, do research, do the best you can, take your damn time. And in the meantime, even if you are quasi, half-fully, whatever you out here doing, man, stack your bread up, listen to the shows, the White Show. You know, there's some other ones out there, non-mentionable, but anyway, get your goddamn knowledge up.
Yeah, man, it's all good. You know, I don't discriminate, yeah. You know. I do what I do.
Dwight, come on, man, baby. We man, come on, man. We go way back, dog. You already
right.
know how I do. You know what I'm
right.
saying? But get as much goddamn information as you can. Tune in to the damn show. You know what I'm saying? It's on every Saturday, 7 o'clock. Sleep sheet, you know what to do. You know what I mean? You know how we do, man. And that's, you take it one day at a time, man. Study, do your research.
That's right.
You know?
Take it one day at a time.
Yeah, that's what it do, man. So, you know, and I'm looking at a couple more too, man. I've been, you know, been looking at. I hooked up with my boy, you know, Eric Bass out there in Ipsy. Peace to the God, Chris
okay.
L. Hollywood. You know what I'm saying, Chris L. Hollywood, Harun Akeem, Elijah Akeem. You know what I'm saying. So, man, you know, just trying to make it happen, Dwight. Man, you already know, bro. Next time you
man, it's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. I think that the cryptocurrency market is very profitable. You know, I already made a couple $1,000 on that, and I just got into it, you know what I'm saying, real
yeah.
quick. So
yeah.
it's very profitable, and it's other ways to get into it. You know, like I want every angle, so that's why I'm going to be doing the mining as well as the investing and the loaning and everything else. You know what I mean?
With
the mining, it's like you're not paying out your money anymore. You're just getting ROI, you know, every day.
Right. Every
son.
Day, you know, a block come in every day. You know what I'm saying?
Every day. Not every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes, a block come in, something like that, right?
Quarter block, half a block, whole block. Hey!
Quarter block.
hey,
we definitely changing the game, man. You know, the way of making finances and whatnot, you know, we definitely changing that, man. And I believe with this information and we spread it to people that are interested, it's going to change their lives and their living situation, you know?
No doubt, bro. No doubt, man.
It's
and
all
like
about just sticking with it. Go ahead.
Yeah, money don't make no money. You know what
nah,
I mean?
Scared. No, money
man.
Don't make no money. Hey, but
yeah,
I want to suggest to you. I want to suggest to you and your crew, y'all get a chance, get into mining as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You make a lot of money mining too. Get into that as well because you don't have to pay for your coins now. You can just mine anyone on the same frequency, and you can mine them all day. Depending on how many machines you get, you could make $1,000 a day.
And that's what's good about this platform too. It's coming up with the mobile mining. Yeah. They
we're gonna build on that, man. We're gonna build on that. We're gonna have a sit down.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You got this number, bro. You see it? Put it in your contract, man. You call me anytime, God. You know that,
okay.
man. Ain't gonna be
you know
on
what
the
I
show.
Think? Did I call you when I came out there to Detroit? I don't remember.
You didn't call me. You had you hooked
I just put
up
it
with
online
my boy,
or something.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that was the time, man. I was doing some work inside my sister them church. You know,
right.
Church,
I'll be out there again, man. You know, my family's out there. I'll be out there again.
Out
there.
I say you take that number right there, bro. You hold on to that one.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got a private number too. So I'm gonna throw you that too. So you know, you take that number you see right there. Then you send me a text, and boom, I'll give you my private line, too.
Okay, no doubt, man, no doubt. We're going to definitely make sure we stay in touch. Like I said, I don't know when. I'm still debating whether I want to fall back from the shows to do more traveling, because I got a lot of stuff I got to get to. And
yeah.
I still want to establish some type of connection with people, whether it's email, whether I'm doing a blog on YouTube, you know, anything.
Yeah.
Where I could still put information out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. 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 And, man, like I say, man, all the techniques you've been teaching us, man, I appreciate you too, guys. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate y'all just tuning in, man, and just, you know, keeping up with everything, man. I really do. I really do, man. It's all good.
At times, without you, man, it, you know, without you and a couple other people, man, you know, it's a lonely road out here, man. For,
yeah, it is.
Know,
it is.
People ain't woke up, man, and, you know, you opening your eyes, but now you, goddamn, you insane or some shit, you know? And trying to straitjacket a nigga and shit, you know? This nigga crazy.
Yeah, definitely try that one.
Ooh wee.
All right, man.
Fuck up, God.
You could rock out if you want. I probably won't be on too much longer, but I'm gonna go to take another call real quick.
All right, for sure. I'm gonna mute out.
Okay.
All right.
516-497. Peace.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Tracy out in Long Island.
Tracy, peace to the God, man. How you doing?
Peace to the God. Hanging in there, brother. Hanging in there. It's,
man, that's all we can do, man. You know.
Yeah, man. Yo, those are some good words, though. You were saying earlier about you know, just trying to hold on there, because you know I'm going through a bunch of nonsense.
you know what I do when I know a problem is coming or is happening. I kind of sum it up and just see past it. Like, I'm going to give an example. Let's say you get in a car accident and, you know, they say, okay, we got to fix your car and we could fix it in February and we'll be done in February. Now,
right.
I'm looking at March. I'm really thinking about March. Like, I'm going to get through all this, so I'm not going to break myself down. That could apply to any situation. It could be a relationship. It could be if you're going to court, if you're facing time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, this is going to pass. This is not
right.
Something that's going to be current forever. And you just
right.
keep building yourself, getting stronger and stronger and stronger. What I learned at an early age was that this world is designed to run you crazy. And they got a place for you when you do it. So
yeah.
You got to maintain. You got to always outthink your enemies. You got enemies that you don't even know you have. You got
mm-hmm.
people constantly bundling you up in a category, making you a target. It's a bullseye
right.
on your back. Mine too. You know, I'm
right.
very aware of that, and I move according to, so I don't get hit in the back with the whatever they shooting at me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever weapon they forming
mm-hmm.
against me. So things happen. One of the main things that I'm noticing is that where people have problems at is getting money, having money.
Right.
You know? And it's a universal principle of how to get money, how to make money. And when you learn that, you will always make money and have money, and that'll make a lot of problems kind of fade away. You won't even have
yes.
most of the problems. You can kind of relax. You can help people out. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still studying and learning that, and it's taking
right,
me
right.
to where I want to be because I'm learning that. If I didn't learn that universal principle and the law of attraction on how to do all of that, I really wouldn't know how to maintain it. I really wouldn't know how to, you know, I want to say I was doing it before I learned it, but now that I learned it, now I know exactly what I'm doing and how to do it now. It's different.
Right.
So that's one of the
right,
things,
right,
man, is
right.
just study these maxims of law or universal maxims that they've been talking about for years. And we start
mm-hmm.
studying those and applying it like the royals and the rich people apply it. And we start
right.
giving meaning to what we're doing. And it's
right.
it actually, it keeps me sane. You know what I mean? Because any time
mm-hmm.
I could have just lost it, you know. I used to have a temper. I learned how to discipline myself and control that. Now certain
mm-hmm.
things happen, I don't even get mad at certain things that happen. You know, I can control it now. I don't have to just get mad every time something happens or upset or, you know, you start controlling that, man, and it really, really helps, you know?
Right, right.
But
right,
I'm glad
right.
you're tuning in. I'm glad you're tuning in, and I'm glad that that's uplifting you, because anytime anything that I do or say uplifts somebody else, it also, in return, it uplifts me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it motivates me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I really get my joy out of helping people, man. Like, it could be anything. You got a flat tire. Hey, you want me to take the tire off for you, put it on for you, and keep it moving, you know?
Right, right.
Anything,
right,
man.
Right.
I get
yeah,
my
I'm
joy
the same
from
as far as that.
Stuff like
I can
that.
Help somebody. Yeah, that kind of helps me. It's kind of food for my spirit, too, to help people.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, but getting out now, getting off subject myself, talking about these cryptocurrencies, I'm really enjoying what's going on about these cryptocurrencies.
Mm-hmm.
The one that the previous caller was talking about, there's another cryptocurrency called, it sounded almost like the same thing that he was talking about. It's IUNGO, and it deals with the cell phones. They're trying to make you can put the app on your phone, and it'll turn. I found out about this yesterday. Ty was telling me about it. The guy that's on our call that helps me with the Friday study call.
Right.
He found out about it, and there's an app that goes on your phone, and it makes your phone into a hotspot. And what they're trying to do is, you know, have everybody have this on their phones, and then they'll pay them in, I guess, the cryptocurrency.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's called, I don't have nothing to do with this cryptocurrency, so I'm just telling y'all just for informational purposes, but it's called IUNGO. I don't even know how to really pronounce
the,
that.
Do you know the algorithm of that currency?
Let's see. Buying ING tokens. Let me see. You know what? It's not out yet. It comes out in 3 days. There's a
okay. The
there's
ICO
a time remaining.
Have, or
yes.
IPO.
Right. It's an ICO. Yes. Yes. Then right. It's an ICO. And let's see. I'm trying to get some more information about it. On the website is IUNGO.network. And
okay.
Yeah, I think you should be able to. I'll put it in the chat.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna definitely try to make sure I look into it, see what it's about,
okay.
Because you know, just like Bitcoin did, you know,
mm-hmm.
like Satemius with all them coins and everything, and if it hit like Bitcoin or close to Bitcoin, you're gonna be a millionaire within a year. You're gonna be sitting.
Right.
Be a millionaire.
Right. Yeah,
and you can start building
your
farms and everything.
Realistically,
go ahead.
Yeah, but you gotta be like realistic. You know, like a lot of these coins is not gonna do what
Bitcoin
did. It's gonna be hard to find the one, because you know it's the thousands of them. So it's gonna be hard to find that one. You gotta do your homework. Do your homework to find that one that's gonna do even close that good.
Right.
So yeah, you gotta do your homework. You can't just get any kind of cryptocurrency just because it's just coming out. But
right.
Yeah, you gotta do your
you
homework.
Say, like let's say you get a cheap cryptocurrency for like a dollar, right? Let's
mm-hmm.
say you take a dollar and you put 20 grand in it, and it go up to $2. Won't that give you 40 grand?
Exactly. But
okay,
that
so
type
if it go
of
up
junk
to
doesn't happen
bucks.
A lot. Yeah, it could, and but that's the thing.
Right.
I mean, that's what this is doing. What the stocks did, what stocks do? Stocks, you have these stocks that come out at a very low price, and
uh-huh.
and it could go up. It could go up, and you make a lot of money if you got in there early and it did good. But you got all those ones that came out. And it might have came out like at a dollar, and it started declining down to a penny.
Uh-huh.
You know, those happen a lot more than the ones that, you know, are successful.
Right, that go up.
Like I said, you got
Right, right. So you gotta do your homework, because anybody can just come out with a company and now these days a cryptocurrency and put it out there and then hope somebody bites when it first comes out. Because, you know, everybody wants that what happened with Ethereum and Bitcoin and all these other ones. Everybody is looking for that.
Right, right, right.
So yeah, so that's gonna happen. But you, like I said, you just gotta do your homework. My man Ty Agar, he got an ebook that's out. I'll let y'all know about it as soon as it's officially out. He kind of did like a soft. It's about crypto. It's an education about cryptocurrency. So it's real basic. It's for anybody that needs to know, like, the basic information to understand about cryptocurrencies. Book is perfect.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give y'all more information about that when he's ready to disseminate it. I'm not sure if he's ready to really give out to masses yet, but as soon as he does that, I'll let y'all know.
Hey, why don't you tell them, you know, about your show and everything and what you do?
Okay, so I do the study group on Fridays at 7 p.m. And it's pretty much open mic, but we're focusing, these days, we're focusing on business. We're focusing on and educating people as far as business, and particularly these, recently, we've been focusing on cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And trading them, and trading them, because Ty was saying that right now, we're still in the early ages. So right now, if you're focused in trying to make money off the cryptocurrencies, this is reminiscent of people with the dot-coms and before that with the gold rush, or was trying to, you know, get the oil, going to Texas and finding some oil and get it rich by
mm-hmm.
oil. Right now, we're in that the cryptocurrencies is that new gold rush.
Right, it is.
So like you said earlier, the mining aspect of it. So it may not be profitable to mine Bitcoin, but you got a lot of these other cryptocurrencies that it might be profitable to mine with them. And like
no,
I said, I'm learning too.
Hey, Tracy, you can mine Bitcoin as well.
Would you consider it profitable?
Of course,
oh, okay.
Because the reason why I say it's profitable because you're getting it for damn near free, besides you paying for the electricity, even if you're paying electricity. You're
mm-hmm.
getting free coin, which is going to have a value. So if you're mining, if one machine is pushing out 1,500 a month in Bitcoin, you know what I'm saying? That's 1,500 a month.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
just doing that.
You got a few of these machines, you know. You can do the numbers on that. You can be making $10,000 a month just mining with a few machines. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. All right.
And the way it works is, if it's like Bitcoin is I think a 256 algorithm, so there's about maybe 20 or 30 other coins on a 256 algorithm, which is like BCH, and you can mine those coins as well. You just gotta program it to mine those coins, so you can, you know, mine different coins every other day and just build up on them and have them sitting, and whatever one go up with the market, you know, you check your portfolio and you go ahead and put a value to it. Next thing you know, you're sitting on a couple hundred thousand. Yeah, mining is also a profitable thing to do, dealing with the coins as well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so yeah,
that man.
That's
only
why
thing
we're
is,
doing this, man.
Is,
we got to build.
Let me give you a disclaimer, because I had to learn the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely hard to get the machines, but they can be got if you focus on it. I got scammed out of a couple $1,000 trying to get me some machines from a mm-hmm. company that didn't exist, you know what I mean? But, you know, okay. I wasn't bitter about it. It was what it was, but that was a good, valuable lesson from me, and I learned to be patient, go directly to the vendor, and it's like a game of hide and seek, because they put the machines out every month or once or twice a month, and you got to just catch it when they put them out, and they only be on sale for 5-10 minutes. Sometimes, you know, 2-3 hours they only on sale for. So if you don't catch it in that window period, then you're going to have to wait a whole nother month for them to even put it out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then when you order them, they take a couple months to get to you. But nonetheless, you're going to get it, and you're going to be able to spin them. You know, they have their, they have their disadvantages, you know, but they have their advantages as well.
Okay. And you know what? Another thing I can appreciate about you is that you talk about, like, the L's that you take too, with and you know, it kind of shows the sincerity. You know, like, you're struggling just like us. You know, just like everybody else. Some people don't like to, you know, talk about the L's, and it's like, you know, you know, they want to give that facade like everything they do is right and you know, they're doing good. You talk about those lumps too, man. Like, listen, I just took a lump, man. So, you know, I came out of it, man. And that's what I really appreciate about you, man.
Man, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
appreciate
man.
That. We
yeah,
all
yeah.
That's a part
keeping
of life,
real.
Though. We all gonna take wins and losses, man. I'm not unfamiliar with taking losses. You know what I mean?
Right. I learned from the losses just as much as the wins. You know, that's
believe it or not, the losses are sometimes more valuable than the wins.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I gotta hit the road. I gotta go take care of something. I gotta make a trip, and I want to get something done tonight before I get too late.
Okay.
So I gotta get on the road. So
well,
I'm gonna be signing
the show,
off.
Man. I appreciate you doing the show every week, man. And like I said, we gotta build.
I appreciate you tuning in. Let me announce this webinar real quick.
Okay.
The webinar is going to be dealing with lines of credit, and it's going to be talking about setting up trade lines with specific vendors. That's going to make it, you know, easy to set it up. We're going to talk about CPNs, LLCs, clearing up your credit with the bureaus. It can be business trade lines, personal, trust, estate. The webinar is $50 donation. It's February 4th, 2018 at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's on Sunday. And the $50 donation is something small compared to what you would be paying if you was to try to go with a company to fix that up. They'd be charging you anywhere from $3,000 to $7,000 to do something like that. And if anybody ever dealt with any of these companies, you already know about that. So we're going to, you know, show you how to do these things where you can start building up your credit history, and you can control it, and you can put your score to where you want to put it. But just make sure you pay your bills. So you can visit my website at corporatefreedomgroup.com right now to sign up for the webinar. It's a lines of credit webinar. I didn't put the description in there, but I'm going to put that in there either tonight or tomorrow, where I tell you the date, the time, how you're going to get on the webinar. You got to send me your email so I can send you the link and everything. And it's going to be a good webinar, and I think it's very worthy for the amount that it's for. And you're going to learn a lot on there, and it's going to be something that you can take down the lines of your family's generation and teach them, how to, you know, build themselves up honorably out here in these streets dealing with these creditors. Okay, go ahead, Tracy, man, and take us out. And Satimius.
Okay. Yeah, you never had me take y'all out. What do you usually do?
Man, you just speak your piece, man, you know. Speak your piece, man. Right, leave your mark in the world.
All right. Well, peace. This is Tracy, also known as Hip-Hopolis on the thing. Peace to the gods. And, we all thankful for you, Dwight Bay, for doing your thing, man.
Man, I'm thankful
we
for you as well, man.
To you, man. All right, we will continue
you
listening
well.
To you, brother.
Okay, peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
All right.
All right.
Septimius Bay, where you at?
Oh, you know we right here, brother. You know what they do. Right here in the force field, radiating magnetic energy on these moves. You already know. Center of the universe. Broadcasting from Andromeda Galaxy on you, niggas.
Man.
Better get your energy up. It's 2018. That's the illusion. You see what I'm saying? It's going down every day. It's going down. How you going to come out? You going to come out on the positive side, or you going to come out on the negative side? You going to radiate positrons, or you going to emanate neurons? You see what I'm saying? What you got?
Man, positrons.
Man, you already know, dog, from the D. You know how I do, man. Because, it's also, man, all the new listeners, man, this is spiritual, too. This paperwork don't mean shit. If you still out there, you know you ain't right on the inside. I could give a fuck who you believe in, Buddha, Allah, Krishna. Give a flying fuck. You know what I'm saying, man? Be about something honorable, though. You know what I mean? Be about something honorable, man. Stop the evil shit that's going on. It's a bunch of evil shit going on all around us, man. What affect one person, believe it or not, brother, it affects somebody else, whether directly or indirectly. We all form a chaotic relationship.
Cause and effect.
You know what I'm saying? We all form that relationship, bro. It's symbiotic. What happened over here eventually gonna feel the fucking effects sooner or later over here. You know what I'm saying? Get it all together, man. Sleep sheep, wake y'all punk ass up, too. For real. Because it's about to get bad. You're not understanding these people about to reset this money. They getting rid of that fake-ass paper dollar. If you don't see it, you need to wake your ass up. For real. You're going to be, you think shit now? This real talk. Because I got family members who think they the shit right now. They've been on their job 30 years. I got my 401k. ain't never took their ass on Fidelity and looked at what the fuck is going on their own shit. Don't know what all them fees equal. You know what I'm saying? Think you got something and you ain't got nothing. You're about to lose 85% of your shit, people. These people not playing.
No, they ain't playing. Not only that, they not playing fair. If they are.
Oh, my God. And they ain't playing fair. Get it together, people. Septimius Bay from the D, pure energy. Always radiating, permeating, saturating, positronic energy. Peace to the God.
All right, all right. Man, Septimius Bay be turning up. It's all good. I want to say, I really appreciate everyone that tunes into the show. And I hope that you learning jewels that's going to work out for you. All it takes in application and being diligent in your study and your application, and things start changing. And when you can make that change for yourself, you can start changing the people around you. You can start changing your family members. Because nobody wants to sit back and see a family member suffer, especially if they know that they can help. So you start talking about unity, unify with your family. And it's not easy to unify with your family, believe it or not. But start unifying with your family, and then you start changing other people's lives. But that's my piece. I'm going to go ahead and get out here. Don't forget about the webinar. February 4th, 5 p.m., it's the Line of Credit webinar. It's going to be a lot of information on the webinar. So make sure you either record it or bring a pen and paper or something to take notes. Peace to the gods. You're rocking with your boy Uno Self, a.k.a. the White Bay, here on the Sleep Sheep Show on Sleep Sheep Radio. And I feel good. And I'm gone.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. New life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Peace to the gods. Tune in to the Sleep Sheep Show every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.